Now, I'll begin with the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights has strongly criticized the unilateral U.S. sanctions against Iran.
The reimposition of sanctions against Iran after the unilateral withdrawal of the United States from the Iran nuclear deal, which had been unanimously adopted by the Security Council with the support of the U.S. itself, lays bare the illegitimacy of this action.
According to a special rapporteur on the negative impact of unilateral coercive measures, sanctions should not lead to the suffering of the people of a targeted nation. Idriss Jazayri said the UN Charter specifically calls for the reimposition of sanctions only by the Security Council because such measures must be based on lawful grounds. UN diplomat added that harmful and unjust U.S. sanctions are destroying Iran's economy and putting the lives of millions of Iranians at risk. The lead expert of the Geneva-based UN body, however, praised the international community for rejecting what he called the U.S. economic bullying. He stressed that the international community must not allow the world to become a battleground for a generalized economic war. And joining us now to Laguna Beach, California, is Professor Alexander Azargan, Professor of International Political Economy. Hello, Professor. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program. It's been a couple months since we saw, you know, Washington unilaterally opt out of the JCPOA. Why is there still this growing chorus, as we see it to this very day, of condemnation against that move?
Thank you, Daniel, for your invitation. It's always good to be with Press TV, as usual. Dr. Jazayri's comments, the UNHCR rapporteur, are useful. The fact that they are not addressing economic bullying, which is something we've been talking about for decades, has its own place. But I'm afraid we should enter a phase where we are beyond words and analysis and go right into legal matters and making sure this administration and, in fact, everyone or any country or any executive branch within a bullying country be aware that there will be consequences for this type of behavior. Setting one terrible precedent after another since Mr. Trump is clearly on a sanctioned media binge is not even good for U.S. interest. You have to keep in mind when Washington sanctions the company, whether that's European or American or any other country, but particularly, let's just say American. Let's just focus on the case of Boeing. Iran was planning to purchase 80 planes from Boeing. When these sanctions are imposed, or when that company is intimidated from doing business with Iran, we are basically holding back an inflow of tens of billions of dollars, as was the case with Boeing. Iran did sign a contract with them, more or less, and not to mention hundreds of thousands of jobs which will be deprived from here in the United States, Seattle, Washington, to be exact. So from an economic perspective, this just doesn't make any sense. We need clear and unambiguous legislation from the UN and also from the EU, mostly from EU. UN can just pass resolutions countering these illegal types of belligerent behaviors from Washington, and also legislation to protect European companies from Washington sanctions. We need, we need legislation to reverse sue, in fact, the U.S. government when it wants to impose its own unilateral sanctions towards everyone it just happens to disagree with politically or from the realm of international relations. So the problem is, Daniel, is that the U.S. foreign policy has been held hostage by lobbies and interests, especially by a certain regime in the Eastern Mediterranean, and this is costing American jobs, and it's costing billions of dollars to flow to United States and countries in Europe. So this is actually an economic loss for Europe. If they don't have any principles, if they don't have any understanding of a sense of balance and a healthy world order, then they should at least look at it from their own economic perspective and not just be accepting more trade incentives from Washington in order to break their relationship and renege under, I'm talking about the Europeans, renege
That's
under
the
contracts with Iran. Yeah.
So why are there, Professor, not any repercussions, any kind of legal repercussions for the U.S.? Okay, I mean, this was a Security Council resolution. It was a plan of action. So in essence, it was an amendment to an existing resolution. And then we have signatories on the deal. U.S. wants to opt out, fine. It wants to reimpose sanctions. That's borderline illegal in a lot of critics' eyes, but it did so. But to to bully other signatories, a legally binding agreement, to bully them, to threaten them, very blatantly threaten them that they should continue, honoring this accord, that they will be targeted. How's the U.S. able to get away with that?
The U.S. is able to get away with this, Daniel, because U.S. provides very lucrative trade incentives either to those companies or those countries to renege on their wars and to break their contracts with Iran. Ultimately, it comes down to that. And then from the other side, on the other angle of it, it uses coercive measures, which in my opinion are totally effective in the long term, because nobody wants to be coerced and arm twisted time after time. And this said, every time they do that, whether it's with Iran or any other country, Yemen or Syria, it sets a horrible precedent, making it easier for them to get away with it next time. We need to put these countries, especially European Union, which happens to be the biggest trading partner for United States, making this whole thing complicated for them to stand up to the United States. We need concrete legislation from European Union counter suing United States for wanting to impose sanctions on European companies. They need to take advantage of this situation right now for once and for all, declare their sort of independency politically and economically from the United States, since they haven't had that during the past 80 years or so, since the end of World War II, around 72 years ago. So this is actually an opportunity for the Europeans to take advantage of this and basically become closer to the East. We got this China Silk Road that's connecting Far East to West. We are talking about this Eurasian Confederation. We are talking about this great island entity from Europe all the way to Asia. And I think Europe should look into the future instead of relying on the bullies from the past. I'm talking about NATO and the Transatlantic Alliance. They need to look into the future and change direction. And Iran is giving them that opportunity.
I want to thank you, Professor, for joining us once again on the program and your valuable input out of Laguna Beach, California, everyone. Alexander Azad Gon, Professor of International Political Economy.